time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome. Is that me? Yeah. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Forsyth Fieldhouse tonight for the home opener for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tonight they welcome the Crestview Knights from way up north. And my name's Diana Randall, and here with me is Chris Gudemiller.
So how we doing? How we doing, Diane?
I'm good. Good,
very,
good. Yeah.
Very good.
A little nervous about trying to talk about a basketball game, but I think with you here beside me, I should be good.
We'll try to muddle the way through
it.
And I think we got the easy part tonight, though. The girl's going to work a whole lot harder than we are.
Right. As long as we can just sit here and chill. Yeah, so, so Crestview, I believe this is their opener tonight as well.
This is, they played their home opener this past week,
so they lost.
They got one game under their belt. They're 0-1-1 right now, but I think Coach Petch is looking against some quality competition. Like Crestview historically brings a good basketball club in the town. So home opener here for Coach Batch and the Indians.
Excellent.
Tonight at Fort Site Fieldhouse.
Well, good, good. I'm anxious to see how they play tonight. So
we'll have a little talk with the coach here right after these messages. Be back right after this with Coach Brian Patch.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo Chainsaw and Trimmer. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We weren't able to broadcast our talk with the coach live, but we were able to retrieve the recording to put here in the archives.
We're here with Coach Brian Patch. Beginning of the season for the girls on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Coach Patch, what are your kind of expectations, thoughts on the season for the girls this year?
Well, we always have high expectations for our kids, and I think, you know, it's this summer, summer in the preseason, and you know, we've kind of had some struggles a little bit trying to score. We haven't had our whole team really at all of our stuff so far, so hopefully when we get them healthy and everyone's ready to go, hopefully that'll make a difference. But we are playing tonight without our starting point guard, Sarah Wendell, who twisted an ankle. So, you know, right now it's our whole process is try to get better through the process and not worry about the outcomes as much as trying to do things right and get better right now. You know, hopefully we do things well enough in each of the games that, you know, the win will take care of itself. But not get caught up so much in the result as the process of trying to do things right and try to get better. Because, you know, over a 22-game season, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And so the idea is just to continue to get better and improve. And so that way we're playing our best basketball towards the end of the year.
Okay. And tonight we're playing the Crestview Lady Knights. What are you thinking? Is the game plan, what are we going to need to do? And who are some of their better players we should be watching for?
Well, they played Ottawaville, who's preseason ranked number two in the state, and they played them pretty well. In that game, defensively, they threw some man pressure out. They played some 2-3 zone, and they played some 1-2-2 half-court trap. They're not real big, so I'm not sure if that's going to decide how they play us, since we obviously have some size inside with Olivia and Bao. Not sure if they're going to try to zone us more or what they'll try to do, but we'll just have to kind of get a feel for that and adjust as the game goes on. Player-wise, they have three really nice guards, two sophomores. One is his daughter, Bailey Gregory, and the other one is Olivia Cunningham. And then he has a junior that got 17 the other night, and that's his daughter as well, Lexi Gregory. So he has three really nice guards, and then he plays about 10 or 11 kids. At the varsity level, so he filters some kids in and out. And like I said, not real big. I think the tallest kid's maybe 5'8". So you know, they run a lot of motion on offense and try to keep his floor space and spread and try to beat you off the dribble a lot, shoot a lot of threes, and get to the basket as much as they can. And so, you know, for us, we'll have to guard, make sure we do a good job of guarding them and moving our feet and being on the help side, and then offensively try to take advantage of our size.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach, and thanks for being on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Lunch or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a long-time customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Yeah!
And we're back here at Forside Fieldhouse, getting ready to go for tonight's basketball game number one of the girls' basketball season. Announcers being, starters being announced right now out here on the floor. For Crestview Knights, their starting five looks like this. Bailey Gregory is a 5'5 guard. She's a 10th grader. Yeah, but number five, Lexi Gregory, 5'5 guard. She's 11th grader. Senior, Haley Speech, she's a 5'7 guard. Number 23, Olivia Cunningham, she's a 5'6 guard. That's a 10th grader. And Emma Bowen rounds out the starting five. She's a 10th grader, plays 12th grader, plays down a post, and is 5'8. For the home team on the scoreboard for Recovery Indians, starting a young batch this year, we got a number 10, Brenna Holman. She's a sophomore, 5'3 guard. Number 15, 5'5 junior, we have Brooke Collett. 24, Allie Vaughn will also start on a wing position. She's a 5'9 sophomore. And then down in the post, we have number 21, Olivia Patch. She's a 6'2 junior. Rounding out the starting five is Val Forkamp. Val Mullenkamp. She's a junior forward standing at 6 feet tall. As things getting wrapped up out here on the floor, Diana.
Yeah.
I think Coach Patch has a lot of expectations out here this year with these girls.
I think so, too. I think he's just expecting them to come out and just play their game. You know, they've got some good young girls that got some good leadership skills that they really have to step up without having any seniors. So I think he's got a good group here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think part of the excitement with the bunch is you got two full seasons with this group to mold a group together that you really want to have. And and like you said, you know, we are young, but there is still some quality experience out there, and particularly with Patch and Mullenkamp.
Absolutely. Yep. And not just those two, but you got Allie Vaughn and Brenna that came out and played as freshmen on the varsity floor. So
kids that have played a lot of basketball, yep. Kids that have played a lot of everything, you know, yep. Played a lot of volleyball together.
Yep.
So kids that know each other well.
Yep.
Getting ready to tip things off here at Forside Fieldhouse tonight. We have Val Mullenkamp tipping here against Emma Bowen.
And our first quarter sponsor tonight is Follow Mechanical. So thank you, Follow Mechanical, for sponsoring these girls and this nice little basketball team we got here.
Very good. Yeah. Indians get the tip. Vaughn brings it up the court. Pass it off to Holman. Crestview starts off in a 2-3 zone against our Lady Indians. Indians offense scoping things out. Down inside to Mullenkamp. They double team her on the wing.
And I think she's going to see that a lot.
She'll see her fair share of double teams,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think she'll see the attention of many defenses. A hot little high-low action,
yeah,
between Patch and Mullenkamp. Nothing doing there. Indians being patient on offense. Mullenkamp with a 15-footer. Vaughn with the offensive rebound putback. Nothing. And when it got jump ball.
Mm-hmm. It was a good read by Vaughn. Allie, that was a good little rebound and put back up. So. Needs to teach that some of the younger kids, right?
Yeah, the old offensive putback. Easiest
yep.
way to get in the scorebook
right.
sometimes.
That's right.
Jump ball brings Crestview in. Indians at man-to-man defense. Out top, we have Brooke Cullen playing solid defense. She's kind of our defensive stopper out there.
She is, as far as
a guard position.
Yeah, she does a nice job.
And we force it out of bounds. Turnover, Crestview. Indians with the ball. Crestview still remains in their 2-3 zone. Indians high-low action. Patch to Mullenkamp. Kind of fumbling things around a little bit. Another jump ball. I think you see some first game jitters here out of
yep.
the Indians.
Yep, I think so too. Having a hard time getting it down, that high-low or whatever you call that.
High-low.
Yeah,
it's
high-low.
Where we pass it to the high post, which is right around the free throw line.
Okay.
And we throw it into
drop
the low
in.
Post
gotcha.
From there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I think you'll see a lot of that this year from the Indians with our size advantage there with Patrick
yep.
Miller, too.
Yep.
Out of bounds underneath. Indians ball. Vaughn passes it in to Collin. Indians being patient out up top with the basketball. probably want to run through things. Through that girl right there, number 22, yep. Val Mullenkamp.
Yep.
Gets fouled going up. She'll shoot two.
I think one of the good things Brooke Colley brings to the floor, she goes and gets the ball. She doesn't let the ball come, wait. She doesn't wait on it. She goes and gets it. And she saved a lot of plays doing that.
Absolutely.
I've been watching her play for 2 years, and yeah, she does an amazing job.
It's that aggressiveness that, yep, that's hard to teach, and,
yep,
and she definitely brings that game in, game out.
Yep.
Mullenkamp's first free throw is off the rim and no good.
Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. One. We got one.
Beginning to warm up here. 1-0 Indians.
Yeah, we played the whole first quarter in the JV game 0-0.
Yes, we did.
Won a quarter and a half there, watching not watching the basketball go through the hoop.
Yep.
It gets a little tough.
Yep, yep. I'll tell you, they played tough, though, that JV team.
They absolutely did.
Yeah.
And if you missed that, Indians fell 21-19 in the JV game. Yep. Crestview working the ball around here against Coach Patch's man-to-man defense. Girls seem to be communicating pretty well out there. Man-to-man switching style defense here.
Mm-hmm. They're having a hard time getting her in. Oh, got
a
goal.
There's a three-pointer from Crestview. Number five, Lexi Gregory. We're going to have to keep an eye on number five, Lexi, yep, Gregory, tonight. She's a returning all-league out of the Northwest Conference. Crestview's top returning score player right there. Val Mullenkamp with a 15-footer. Answers. Crestview. 3-3 ball game here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter.
Nice job over there. I'm loving it.
If I could just remember kids' names, it'd,
yeah,
be a lot easier.
Yeah, I know. I feel you there. You know, all I can think about is watching these girls play volleyball. Them Gregory girls can sure play volleyball.
You know, it kind of runs in a line like that.
Yep, yep.
And there's a offensive foul here.
I think that was on Brooke, maybe?
On Brooke Colley, yes. There's, yep, they had a fast break option that would caused a Crestview turnover. Brooke Colley came in, and I think we had one of those Gregory girls beat us to the spot,
yep,
to force the offensive foul.
Indians showing some good defense. Not letting the ball get down to the...
That's right. Making life hard, so...
Yeah.
Bailey Gregory gives it off to Lexi Gregory. Lexi Gregory there, the number five all-league returning player for Crestview Knights. Crestview being patient with things, scoping things out. I think they want to play kind of a slower style ball game.
Yep.
Hey, and Gregory finds Gregory.
Yep.
Bailey Gregory with a three-pointer there. Puts Crestview up 6-3 here in the middle of the first quarter. Indians continue their high-low look here against Crestview's 2-3 zone. Crestview being pretty stingy, pretty active right now on defense, making life a little difficult, and there's a turnover.
Yeah.
Turnover Indians, Bailey Gregory.
Yeah, that was a big elbow in Val's back on that one. I'm not sure how they missed that one, but if you're not in the right spot at the right time,
that's,
you're going,
right,
to miss that. Yep.
That's right. You see three guys out there, yep, three quality officials,
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Missed that one right there.
Yeah.
Here's a high screen action. Nothing coming out of it as Crestview's coach hollers out of play for his Knights.
Oh,
and there's a forced turnover. Val Mullenkamp forced the turnover. Here comes Colley.
She gets
nearly steamrolled out there in the court. There's a turnover. Fast break.
I forget
fast
how physical this game is.
Fast break. Crestview blow the layup. And there's Mullenkamp with a block. A little sloppy out, right?
Wow.
A little sloppy out here,
yeah,
right now.
So who gets that foul, Val?
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe Val.
So it's first Val.
No, because we have, yeah, the ball.
First.
I'm not sure whose foul that was or
what
happened.
Crestview's foul.
He,
yeah,
said on 22.
So it must have been Crestview's.
I don't have a 22.
Reagan Hammonds. Reagan Hammonds, 5-8.
Oh,
forward.
Okay. Now they're moving, Val. Okay,
yep,
now.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering what was going on.
Well,
okay,
there were numerous fouls. Only one,
yes,
was called. So I think Val thought she got fouled.
I'm with her.
Let's just say there's a lot of contact.
Yes, definitely.
Ball changed hands numerous times.
Yeah. Allie Vaughn, I love her aggressiveness. She just gets in your face, doesn't she? I love
it. She absolutely does. And she, you know, you can tell she's a coach's kid. She definitely has a feel for things.
Do it or else, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, them little girls can rebound.
Offensive rebound here, Crestview. Hands up by there by Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell entered the game here, number 30 for the Fort Recovery Indians, a 5'8" sophomore.
And another offensive foul for the Indians.
Yep.
There you see it. Lexi Gregory, Crestview's returning leader here.
Making plays happen
on both sides of the floor. Yep. You know, that's
offensive foul by, was that Allie? I believe that was Allie.
Yes, that was Allie.
Patch calls timeout.
Here we are. Coach Patch calls timeout right now here with the Fort Recovery Indians down 6-3 against Crestview.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Okay, just a reminder, tonight's game is scheduled to be broadcasted tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on WOSN, Channel 43. So if you want to tune in tomorrow night, you can watch the game.
And an upcoming girls' action here Saturday here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. At Wapakoneta. Sorry, we are at Wapakoneta on Saturday. JV noon tip from Wapakoneta. Here's Crestview, working it offensively. Indians have switched things up. It appears we're in man-to-man defense now, so Coach Patch mixing it in, forcing the Crestview Knights to come and do a little something else, and then there's Gregory again with a left-handed drive. Nice left-handed drive, scoop, and basket here by Lexi Gregory with Crestview Knights up 8-3 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brooke Colligan, Allie Vaughn up top. Indians with a few subs in with Paige Forkamp and Hope Wendell.
Little high-low to Olivia Patch. Didn't quite finish. Good defense on her by the Crestview Knights. So.
Out of bounds goes to the Indians.
Is that Brooke Colley getting that ball out of bounds?
I believe she got a hand on there. Val Mullenkamp back in for Allie Vaughn. Val with a short rest. Imagine Allie will have a short rest here, too.
Yep.
As we get her fresh for the closing minutes of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Crestview with side out of bounds. Indians still in a man-to-man defense. You can tell, you can see that Crestview's trying to run things through their Gregory girls. They're a pretty solid little basketball player.
Yeah, that they are.
Indians remaining man-to-man. Down to the post to number two. Number two, that's Kaylee Woodford, a 5'8 forward for Crestview.
Picked up her foot a little bit there. I thought she
dragged her pivot foot, but I think maybe they decided she had changed it before she took off. So.
Yep.
Crestview out high. Trying to set up a play.
They are patient. That they are.
There's another three in the corner by Crestview. No good. Val Mullenkamp with a rebound and foul on Crestview, number 23.
That was a great aggressive rebound.
And it's one of the things that you're going to have against a patient, well shooting team. Is like you can't give up second opportunities.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure Coach Pat preaches that on a daily basis. We can't give up second opportunities here. You know, limit your opponent to one shot per possession. Good things are going to happen with that. Crestview remains under 2-3. Good look from Holman to Vaughn. Shot was no good. Got a little scrum out there on the floor, and it's a jump ball.
Nice aggressive play by Allie Vaughn.
Going to Crestview.
Yeah.
So we talked about the girls coming back in action, headed over to Walpock on Saturday. The boys host Duffus Jefferson. This game was originally scheduled for December 29th. JV will be play at 6 p.m., and that's a FRR broadcast as well. Indians with a little full-court pressure. Crestview breaks it with an easy up and in. Crestview with a 10-3 lead here in the closing seconds of the first quarter. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Mollenkamp inside with a power move. Missed a shot. Out of bounds. Crestview ball.
And we should probably mention Kiki Wendell is usually our like starting guard, and she's out with a bad ankle, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I believe she tweaked her ankle.
Yeah,
here,
yeah. So we're short of pretty big player right there.
Yeah, within the past week or so, and I believe she brings some pretty intense defensive pressure. And here's Indians on our full court press again. Mm-hmm. Crestview breaks it. Drive and penetration by Crestview misses. Loose ball thrown out of bounds by Crestview. Indian ball. 16 seconds here left in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Coach Patch calls out his end of the quarter play here. See what we have. Mollenkamp to Holman. Holman to Vaughn. Vaughn at the left wing. Skip pass to Vaughn. Holman. There's Fortkamp from the left side.
Oh.
Three-pointer, no good. And in the first quarter here, we have Crestview Knights 10, Fort Cover Indians 3.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And back at the Fortside Fieldhouse here. End of the first quarter. Score has Crestview with 10, Fort Recovery with 3. Dinah, how are our points leaders looking tonight?
Well, it looks like Val Mollenkamp has all 3. Yeah.
Val has all 3, so.
Yep. That's all I got. I don't know about Crestview.
Crestview is led by number 5, Lexi Greger. She has 5 points, and number 32, Emma Brown, has 2, and there's a turnover by the Indians. Crestview races down the court. We're looking at a little sideline trap there by the Indians. Nothing coming out of it. Over to number 4 for a left-hand sideline. Indians still in man-to-man defense. And a pull-up jumper. A little short. Saved by Crestview. And number 4, Lauren Black. That's the short 5-footer. Put Crestview up 12-5, and Vaughn throws a turnover. Coming down and good by Lexi Gregory. And he's playing a little sloppy right now. Not taking care of the ball. Being a little impatient with the basketball there. And, I think right now, if you'd ask Coach Patch, Crestview's the aggressor here.
Yep.
And there's another turnover by the Indians. An offensive foul.
Nice. Nice. That's a good play by Brenna. She just kind of waited it out, and good defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And
got the call.
Got the good call. Yeah. That's not giving up on a play. You know?
Right.
Unfortunately, she threw the turnover there, but she stayed with things, hung with things, and good things happen when you work hard.
Yep. So she takes a seat, and I think Paige Fortkamp comes in for Brenna Holman.
Yeah, so right now we have number 14, Paige Fortkamp, on the floor. Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, and Brooke Cowlick. Indians throw it away again. And up and it. Up and a miss for the Crestview Knights. Indians push it. Patch with a 5-footer. In and out. Mollenkamp hustles in for the rebound. Fouled. In and out. You hear the.
What's the in and out?
Crew here. Yes.
Two shots. Just bounced around the rim. Both of them should have gone in.
They tightened up the rims or something.
Two shot foul here for Val Mollenkamp, shooting her first. Up in it. Mm-hmm. Here in the second quarter, Fortkamp Excavating, second quarter. for all your excavating needs. Give Brian a holler there at Fort Camp Excavating.
He'd like that.
Mullenkamp, second free throw, up and good. Indians back off their pressure. They're back off in their half-court man-to-man defense.
You got Macy. Macy Day's in there for the first time.
Macy Day, a 5'1 junior guard here. Making her 2018 debut.
Mm-hmm.
Shot up. Deep three by number 4, Lauren Black.
That nice three from the corner.
Nice looking stroke there.
Nice.
17-7 right now. Crestview leads. Crestview, a little hand check out front. Gives the Indians a ball on a sideline. No, baseline. Out of bounds.
Looks like we got one-on-one. I don't know what they're signaling. Maybe not.
A little discussion here among the referee crew tonight.
Yep. Foul, so they're 7th. Crestview.
I think the book people had their hands up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So here's Brooke Cullett stepping with a 1-1. Misses the first. Crestview the rebound. 17-7 ball game right now. We need to have every opportunity we can, and we got to start hitting some of those free throws out here tonight. Penetration and drive by Crestview, and we miss. Macy Day with your rebound.
Yeah, a little 5'1" Macy Day gets it. That's what you like to see.
Absolutely. Swung over to Forkamp, quick down to the short corner in Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp throws it away. Crestview ball. Crestview holding up in their patient half-court defense. With a little ball screen action back door. Nice give-and-go action there. Number 23. Coach Patch says, hold on here, folks. Give me a timeout. 19-7, middle of the first quarter in our Fort Camp Excavating second quarter action.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Mayor Dave Kopp wants to let you know that he will again be continuing the Christmas decorating contest that was started by Mayor Berman. Prizes will be awarded to the top 3 homes in the village, and the judging will be done on Friday evening, December 21st. No entry is required, and all residents of the village are eligible to win. Get your Christmas decorations up and listen to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW on Friday evening, December 21st, for the winners of Mayor Dave Kopp's Christmas decorating contest.
Here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, 4:28 left in the second quarter in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. Indians trail 19-7. Vaughn just got hammered on the floor. She'll be shooting 1-on-1. Allie Vaughn shooting 1-on-1.
Looks like an extremely aggressive defense by Crestview, and they're getting a lot of fouls called on them, but I think they have a deep bench, so I don't think they're too worried about it. They just keep coming.
You know, that's definitely one thing you could see in that JV match as well. Is Crestview definitely is a scrappy team, really looking at getting after things. Their head coach, Mark Gregory, been around for a while. I know Coach Patch knows, the two coaches know each other pretty well. So, I'm sure Coach Patch isn't surprised here, but, it's hard to simulate that type of pressure in practice.
Yeah.
As Vaughn hits the first free throw, making it 19-8. Crestview.
This is the second one.
Up to the left as Crestview runs it up the floor here. And swung it to the right side. Indians appear to be in a 2-3 zone right now. They are in a 2-3 zone. Kind of giving Crestview different looks here, seeing how they're going to adjust to things. Hopefully get a turnover in this possession. Nearly one there. A little skip past number 23. Off to the corner, number 4. I think we got to get a hand in her face. Backside rebound, nothing.
Yeah, we'll get a rebound.
Number 23, Olivia Cunningham, your 5'6 guard. swoops in underneath for a quick putback. Score 21-8, Crespi. I think, Diana, we definitely got to clean up those offensive boards.
Definitely. I hate to see. I probably should have been tracking the rebounds just to see the difference there.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with our size, you like to think there's no excuse for that.
Right.
There's a three by Kalig up no good, and a putback to Paige Fortune. Paige gets on the scoreboard for her sophomore year. Crestview up, seeing Indian 2-3 zone. Swung around from the left to the right. Skip pass skip pass penetration. Up and in for Crestview. That last bucket was by Haley Spieth, 5'7 senior guard from Convoy. Indians have the ball. Crestview nice, definitely scrapping, definitely looking at getting hands and passing lanes. There's a three-pointer up by Forkamp, no good. Out of bounds, Indians ball.
Brings this foul, Longcamp back in for Paige Forkamp. Couple new Crestview players.
As well, Indians going with the baseline out of bounds, look five. Get a little cross-screen action, looking for big at the high post. Nothing there. Pass out and around from Kalig. Back to Wendell. Hope Wendell in your game. That's good ball movement there by the Indians,
yeah,
as Val Mullenkamp hits the baseline 15-foot jumper. Making a ball game, 23-12, Crestview, 2:20 left in the second quarter. The Forkamp excavating second quarter we have here tonight. Indians still in their 2-3 zone here.
Trailing by 13.
Girls just need to be patient at this point and realize there's no 13-pointers out there. You're just going to have to
11,
chip away at this thing. There's an up and in. That's a little break you need there.
Yes.
The ball is halfway down. Comes back out. Mullenkamp rushes it up the court. Knocked out of bounds by Crestview. Indian ball on the sideline.
Brenna Holman in for Kalig. See what the Indians can do, if they can get some offensive rebounds or just put them in the first time, huh?
Absolutely.
The ideal.
Absolutely. We need to get a little rhythm here going offensively.
Yep.
Crestview doing a good job keeping us out of rhythm. Has Mullenkamp up top over to Vaughn. Vaughn, a little unsure, shuffles the feet.
Yep. That little quick motion, pick both feet up.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things going on in a kid's head. You want to make so many good things happen. And a quick shovel of the feet causes the Indian turnover here. Crestview with the ball out up top. Swung to the left-hand side. Crestview staying patient out here. A little dribble weave action out up front.
Nice.
And a turnover by Crestview.
That's what we like to see.
That's what
a few
we like
more
to
of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we need to go ahead and take this turnover and convert here offensively.
Okay, Brooke Kalig enters the game, and Hope Wendell's coming out. Yep.
It appears so. Crestview stays in a 2-3 zone. It's been treating them pretty well tonight. Indians haven't been, had decent ball movement. Just haven't been able to get the rock to fall. There's Vaughn on the nice move down the baseline.
Oh, just
penetration just off the rim. And we cause a jump ball.
Drive play by Allie. She'll get a lot more of those this year.
Absolutely. It was a nice swing pass out to the left side. Vaughn there, a little shot fake and a dribble through. Just couldn't quite convert at the end, but like you said, that's definitely one of those that as the season goes on, she'll definitely get the ball.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's remaining in their 2-3 zone here with Vaughn out of top pressuring their point guard. Swung to the left, back up top. Crestview staying patient in their offensive system. Swinging the ball around up top. Skip pass. Wanting one more pass there. Throws it at the feet. Crestview backs out a little. Well, baseline penetration. Nothing there as Olivia Patch closes things off. 25 seconds here left to go in the second quarter. Vaughn jumps the lane. Can't quite come up with it. out of bounds, Indians ball.
And underneath that ball was Brooke Collick. I feel like she gets a lot of rebounds you don't think she should get, and there she sits.
Absolutely.
She's an amazing, amazing player to watch. One of my faves to watch.
Giving it your all here.
Yeah,
so
she does.
15 seconds here. Indians holding out for one shot. I think you'll probably see a flash to the high post here. You can see the high post is kind of clearing things out. Maybe look.
Oh, they left Olivia Patch open for the three. And she misses it.
Misses it. Crestview ball and dribbles it out. Then the second quarter here. Halftime here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Crestview 23, Indians 12.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Oh, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse for our halftime show presented by Diana Raylon. It's pretty much Diana has free time to speak her mind on whatever topic she wants.
Yeah, well, I don't have much to say. I do have some stats. Like, you know, we have 12 points, 7. We're led by Val Mullenkamp with 7. Paige Forkamp tipped in 2. Brooke Collick 2. And Allie Vaughn has 1. So I do have that.
Yeah, you know, looking at things offensively, I think Crestview just has us a little out of rhythm right now. You know, they are a scrappy bunch, have a lot of hands up, a lot of hands in passing lanes and things like that. And that's, you know, something early in the season here you haven't seen, you know, seen a lot of in scrimmages yet. A lot of teams are just working on their basic fundamental man-to-man style of defense. And then, you know, you try to get your JV team to emulate that in practice. Just not quite the same having bigger, stronger, faster girls there that you see at the varsity.
And our JV team is made up of a bunch of all freshmen but one, right?
All but one freshman, yeah. So it's a young group.
Yeah.
So. And you know, and the fact of the matter is, you know, girls are still working on, you know, playing with each other. Fort Recovery lost 3 key seniors last year. With Grace Ting, Carly Stone, and Kaya Wendell. You know, that's 3 big pieces there that you have to work your way around here early in the season and figure out just how your parts are going to move together.
Right, and how you're going to change things if you need to change things. And
absolutely.
Yeah, how to make them work. So
I'm sure Coach Patch is in there right now, discussing how you know we need to operate from here on out, and make a few adjustments in the halftime locker room, and we'll see what's in store here for the second half. So
we'll see what 23-12
ball game right now. Definitely not on the reach. We have a lot of potential out here yet, but we'll be back right after these messages.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get
get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, and we're back. We're back here tonight. We still have time here. I just want to remind you all that tonight's game is scheduled to be broadcasted tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on WOSN. So make sure you tune in if you're not here tonight to watch this match or this game. I'm still calling it a match, yeah. Like I'm in a volleyball mode. And then some upcoming sports to keep in mind. Saturday, the girls are at Wapaw Kenetta. JV starts at noon, and we will be there to broadcast for you. So tune in to listen. I'm hoping I have Chris here to help me out, but if not, I'll have to find somebody else.
We'll see. There's a pretty big, intense fifth and sixth grade game going on over at the Jay County Rec Center. So we'll see how we can work things out on set.
Who draws the short straw there or what? I don't know. Man.
Well, you know, it's interesting basketball game. Basketball games over there, especially at the fifth and sixth grade, fifth and sixth age level.
Gotcha.
Six-year-olds over there.
Oh, yeah. That makes a big difference.
A little bit of dribbling, a whole lot of running around, having fun, but that's what it's all
about.
That's
all. It's all that matters. Saturday night, the boys host Delphus Jefferson. It was originally scheduled for December 29th, but it got moved. JV starts at 8, and we will also be broadcasting. So keep those things in mind for the weekend. If you need something to do, come out and support the Indians.
Saturday night, in between all the big football action here, though, that college football has going on this weekend.
Oh, big weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Buckeyes, I believe.
8 o'clock Saturday night Buckeyes. Buckeyes tipping it off over in Indianapolis in the Big Ten championship game. And I know a lot of basketball games getting moved up, so fans could get back home for that. But, you know, maybe Coach Bashore and the crew make quick work of Delphus Jefferson that night and be able to get everybody home.
Play two quarters JV.
there we go. Now there's the three-minute alarm here, getting ready for the second half action. Spence, I think we got to take one more break here. Yep. Between the
lines. In just a minute.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Everything is going just great, then. Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone.
And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here in the Reisner Energy second half. Fort Recovery Indians trailing Crestview Knights 23-12. You're getting ready for second half action.
What do we need to win here, Chris?
What do we need to win? Well, first of all, I think we need to take care of the basketball.
Yep, I agree.
We had probably eight to ten turnovers there in the first half, and that's just giving up way too many possessions. If you look at, you shoot 40% from the field, those 8 to 10 possessions there, you're getting, that's 8-10 points out of that you're giving up.
Yep. And rebounds.
Secondly, that's what I was going to say. Offensive rebounds. Yeah. You need to not give up offensive rebounds like we have been.
Yeah, and I feel like we're definitely got the height. I mean,
absolutely.
Kind of dominate out there. It looks like they're just.
We got the height, but just like Crestview's doing to us, and Brooke College does to many of their opponents, it doesn't matter about height a lot of times, right, when it comes to rebounding.
Absolutely.
It's the will, and are you going to find a way?
Right.
Here the Indians start things off here in the second half, Crestview in a 2-3 zone. Holman over to Mullenkamp up top. College swings around down to Holman. Crestview doing a good job forcing the Indians out high. Holman with a skip pass to College. College penetration off to Mullenkamp. Pass down into Lolly Vaughn. They double team Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles it out over to Holman to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp thought about the deep three. Passed up to Holman. Brenda Holman here for three.
Oh.
Looked like shot partially blocked. Out of bounds. Out of bounds on Fort Recovery. Crestview ball. Looks like Indians going with a little full court pressure here. So you can see one adjustment here right away. Coach Patch going with pressure right away to try to speed things up. Maybe get Crestview feeling a little uncomfortable here.
Yep. Let's see if we can get some turnovers.
Full court, man-to-man. Look. Indians not trapping out of it. A little give-and-go action. Gregory in the corner. Brooke Kolick assigned to Bailey Gregory, Lexi Gregory. I'm sure that's done on purpose here.
Yeah.
Brooke probably our number one defender in terms of guards. Thrown over the top, Indians shut down that play. Up top three.
Nice.
No good.
Rebound.
Pushes ball up the court. Jump stop over to Kolick down in the corner to Mullenkamp. Crestview recovers well defensively. Really making the Indians look here to get a good shot. There's a turnover. Number 10, Haley Spieth with the steal. Crestview. Throwing around up top. Patiently waiting for a good shot. Little down screen action. Three-pointer good. Haley Spieth makes a play on one end. Comes back, makes another play on the offensive end. Turnover to a three-pointer there. Makes the score 26-12, Crestview. 26-12, Crestview here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Indians serving things over on the offensive end. Need to get a little action going here offensively. One out to Kolick. Good. Two-pointer, Brooke Kolick. Indians pick up their pressure full court. Full court man-to-man pressure. Vaughn with the tip and a turnover and a foul on Crestview. So there we go right away. We get a little tip pass, trying to force the action a little bit. Turnover and a foul on Crestview.
Ooh, that's on Lexi Gregory? Her third? Is that what he said?
Checking, yes. Number five, Lexi Gregory.
So that's good. Good. Like
Kolick from three. Just short on the three. Mullenkamp rebound up. And off the rim, Vaughn on the other side. Backside rebound, Allie Vaughn up and in.
What did we just talk about? Rebounds,
absolutely,
didn't we? We just got two.
Indians full court pressure, gives it up. Full court pressure. We're not going to stop that sideline pressure. We're going to have to back out of that really quickly. Because we can't give up easy ones like that after we work hard.
get two offensive rebounds and a Vaughn putback. Can't give him an easy one after that. Here's Vaughn inside again, kicks out. Home in the college for three, no good. Rebound, Crestview. 28-16 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. It's the Reisner Energy second half, or Reisner Energy. Thank them for their sponsorship. Crestview around upside. Number 10, Haley Speak down, dribbling in the corner, kicks it around. Indians in their man-to-man defense right now. And there's a steal by Brennan Holman. Dribbling down, a couple defenders chasing her, up and in. Brennan Holman scores two. 28-18, Indians pick him up full. Crestview finds an outlet on the outside. Penetration kick, no good. Rebound, Crestview.
Long.
Kicks it out, Gregory kicks it out. Two. Bailey Gregory. Three-pointer good. Timeout, Crestview, 31-18. 31-18, Knights.
The lawn mowing season is not a good thing when you're in the business of selling lawnmowers. What do we do with all these lawnmowers when no one is shopping for lawnmowers? Well, you drop the prices and hope you don't have too many to store through the winter. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've slashed all our used mower prices as low as we can go. Some of these mowers have dropped in price by over $2,000. Now is the time to shop for a used mower. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery or see them on the web at hullbros.com.
Here we are back at Portside Fieldhouse in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter, 31-18. Crestview Knights leading our Fort Recovery Indians.
I tell you, it seems like we do something good and then we turn around and it's not like we do something bad. They just have an answer.
Absolutely. That's tough to compete with in nights like tonight. You really got to grind things out. And that's what the girls are attempting to do here, down 13 here in the third quarter. Definitely not out of reach, though. Indians with a lot of offensive firepower. Colleague, Holman, Wendell, Fort Camp, and Patch on the floor right now against the 2-3 zone of Crestview Knights. Indians working the ball out up front. Crestview really protecting the paint. Patch throws it away. Tried the cross-court pass, and Olivia Patch throws it away. Crestview ball. Indians in man-to-man defense. Crestview working things around the three-point line. Cunningham. Olivia Cunningham, a 5'6 guard in the game right now. Goes out to Bailey Gregory. Bailey Gregory. Over to Kylie Wolford. And double dribble. There's the turnover we needed. Now what are we going to do here to capitalize on this offensively?
Because
you're getting at a point in the game. I've got to believe Coach Patch is thinking we need to get this in the single digits here, entering the fourth quarter, so we can make a run here in the fourth quarter. And we got, it's Kirk Kallig. Paige Forkamp, Val Mullenkamp, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell in the ballgame right now. Mullenkamp up top three. Good.
Nice.
There it is. 31-21 ball game right now. 10-point game. Indians in a full court pressure.
Allie Vaughn's been on the floor twice just in that 2 seconds. Yes. That's a hustler.
Kind of picking up the energy a little bit.
Yeah, she is.
Gotta leave it all out there right now. I think if we see there, no one's in foul trouble, so we can definitely pick up our aggressiveness and not have to worry about being in foul trouble.
Yep.
Here's Crestview on the penetration drive. Miss. And Forkamp fouled on the rebound. Paige Forkamp fouled on the defensive rebound. It'll be Indians' ball.
Yeah, that's a good call. Call from, got it from behind, and the ones
you
typically miss, so that's a good call.
Absolutely. Indians get a stop defensively. It's definitely what Coach Patch is dialing up there for defense. Here we are in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter action.
Crestview looks to jump it.
Oh,
throws it away.
Second too late.
Absolutely. Crestview came out in their 2-3 zone and sent their two top guards and jumped Allie Vaughn. It wasn't the first pass that got us, but we tried to skip it down a little post, threw it away from there on the retreat. Here's Crestview up at the top. Penetration, baseline drive penetration. Crestview throws it away. Holman throws it up to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, fast break. Long on the shot. And back to Crestview ball.
Got a foul here on
illegal screen. Offensive foul, yes, on Crestview.
Like that. I like to see that.
Olivia Patch, Brooke Collick back into the game for the Indians. Buck 27 left to go here in the third quarter. Indians down 10 points, 31-21. Holman over to Collick. And inside to Vaughn, up and foul, shooting two here. Shooting two. Do we have a free throw lane sponsor?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Who's that free throw line
brothers?
Sponsor?
All Brothers.
Foul line.
All Brothers. Foul line. Sponsor.
All Brothers.
Let's see if we can get Allie Vaughn to cash these in here. First one up and in and out. Stroke looked good, just the rim. Rim a little unkind right now to Allie.
Yeah.
As Crestview makes their substitutions here. 1:21 left to go in the third quarter. Crestview 31, Fort Recovery 21. Vaughn's second free throw up and good. Fort Recovery maintaining their full court pressure here. And there's the run and jump. Defensive rotation out of it just a bit slow. Can't get that turnover.
Oh.
But Indians hustle back.
Yep.
For their half court defense. Holman really pressuring ball carrier up, get the ball handler out up top. You know, I think part of that conversation at that break was, hey, girls, everybody here only has one foul.
Right, let's get aggressive.
Yeah, we're not playing aggressive enough. We can apply more pressure to that ball.
Yep.
Move our feet, we'll be all right.
Yep.
Put a little pressure on the offense here. Lexi Gregory up top for the Crestview Knights handling the ball. She's a nice little ball handler.
Yes, she is.
Crestview has here. Crestview swinging the ball out of top. Indians in a 2-3 zone right now. 2-3, half court, 2-3 zone. Crestview being patient. 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And Mullenkamp knocks it out of bounds.
Definitely a little bit more aggressive out there, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I think I just saw Allie Vaughn push a girl 5 feet.
some of the things you got to do to try to win a basketball
Amen.
Game.
And nobody's looking, and you can get away with it, go for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's Crestview with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. And you can see Indian pressure really by our top two guards here, Vaughn and Holman, picking up. Then there's a foul on it, Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery has two team fouls right now with Crestview with four team fouls here. 20 seconds to go. Crestview 31, Fort Recovery 22.
Page 4 camp checks in for Allie Vaughn.
Crestview gets the ball in. And is holding it up top. 10 seconds for one shot. So you guessed it.
Yep.
To Lexi Greger here. A little drive, penetration, kick out to the corner.
Wow.
Ooh, looked like they might have got away with a travel there. And that's the end of the third quarter. After three here at Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scores 31-22. Crestview in the lead.
Sure.
insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Back at Fort Recovery Fortside Fieldhouse. Nothing to do Saturday. We got four basketball games for you. Head on over to Walpock, watch the JV and varsity girls at noon. Come back home, watch the boys against Delphus Jefferson starting at 6 p.m. Be home in time for 8 o'clock Buckeye tip here.
That's the plan, huh?
That's the plan. Full day of action right there. Crestview ball here to begin the fourth. Indians in man-to-man defense. Trail 31-22. Indians attempt to jump it, and we do get the turnover.
Oh, yes.
Get a turnover. Brenna kind of gets ball hawked right there, tries to make a play, shuffles her feet, gives it right back to Crestview.
Thought there might have been a little contact there, but it's not, you know, that's call it one way or the other. Yeah, way one time and one way the next. It's not.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a flagrant foul, and it was, you know, she definitely traveled, but they could have said that the.
I thought it took them a little while to call it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure they were going to call it.
Yeah. Might have got a little body there. Yep.
And
she drove.
There's
the
travel.
Yep.
Yes.
Crespi gives it back to the Indians. Yep. Now the Indians are going to settle in here and get a bucket here. 31-22 in K&L Tractors fourth quarter. Crestview comes out to jump the press. Jump
to
pass again. Nice. Down into Liv. Fouled going up. Olivia Pat shooting two.
And Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers sponsor of the foul line.
The foul line sponsor, Hall Brothers Implements. And the K&L Tractors fourth quarter there.
We've got to get it in there because we haven't been in the foul line too much.
Absolutely.
So.
Olivia Patch up and in with the first one. Olivia.
It's the first point for the night.
First point of the night. Good free throw shooter as a sophomore last year. Here continues her way as a junior. Patch up and in.
And her second point is good.
Patch with an exciting offseason, signing recently here with Hillsdale to continue her basketball and academic career. And she makes a nice play right there. Olivia Patch
blocked it.
As the pass came in, came over and said, not in my house.
Not today.
Not now.
That was a two-handed stuff.
She got it with both hands.
Yes.
It's kind of like one of those volleyball plays she did where she just stand there at the net and just take both hands and flip it right down to the floor. That's what she did there.
It's nice being 6'2 out here.
Yes, it is.
Val Mullenkamp out at the point guard.
Getting a little lazy with the ball.
A little sloppy with the basketball.
Yep. Just a little bit.
Comes back and fouls.
And you can't be sloppy with that, Gregory. That girl will get the ball, and she will rip it out of your hands if she can.
Has those basketball instincts, has those athletic instincts that can carry a long way. Crestview inbounds the ball with the pressure from Vaughn. Nearly throws it away. Inside, penetration, off the rim, no good. Stays with Crestview.
Paige had it in her hands.
Had it in her hands. Ben Kramer says otherwise. Yep. Keeps it with Crestview.
Yep.
Indians in baseline out of bounds. Defense is man to man. Crestview with ball up top.
Ooh.
Scrum for the ball.
Man,
looks like we're out of jump ball.
It's a fight down there. Ooh. And I'm glad I played basketball in the 80s.
not near as physical back then.
not even close.
Both players were hustling like crazy
they
for
do.
That one.
Yeah. I mean, I remember loose ball drills back in the day, but I don't think they compare to today. So Fort Recovery causes a turnover. That's what we like to see.
Indians trying to convert back up top of Mullenkamp around the cog. 4-3.
Get it in there.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Brooke.
You can
Collins.
See that from the release. Brooke Collins with three. Down Indians down 4, 31-27.
Oh, and they get a steal.
Fort Kemp with the steal. We're attacking Mullenkamp for three.
Oh.
And the ball gets stuck in between the glass and the rim. And it's still there. I don't think any of these girls are going to jump up and get it out.
Nope. We just need Patch to go over there and stand. And
yeah.
Well, here comes Kurt Rammel to the rescue. So.
Hey, he made the basket,
and he scores.
Too.
He scores for us. Crespi wants to talk it over, so we're going to take a timeout.
Timeout here. Indians down by 4, 31-27.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here we are back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Coach Gregory had to call a timeout to try to stop this Indian run. Indian run was at us down at 14 at one point. It's a four-point ball game right now. Indians in full court pressure.
I'll tell you, they've really stepped up. The Indians have stepped up their game, getting a little bit more aggressive.
A little
bit like to see.
Absolutely. Mullenkamp picks up a third foul of the ball game there.
I don't think they called a foul. I think they just said she knocked it out of bounds.
Oh.
Knocked it out of bounds.
Oh, even better.
I thought it was a foul.
Oh.
They didn't hold up fingers. They didn't look at the score table or nothing.
Well, there's a turnover by Crestview. Indian ball. Indian defense starting to cause those turnovers just like we wanted to. Collier around the Holman.
Alley gone. Away from the ball.
The physical nature of the basketball game continues. Not only on loose balls, but the battle down in the paint, too. And Allie Vaughn gets called for an offensive foul inside the paint.
Yep, that's her third, so only one close to being in any kind of trouble.
Indians with the full court action. Couple of good hard screens there by Crespi and Knights. Those are always good ones.
Yep. Good no calls, though.
No calls. Crespi and her half-court offense against the Indians man-to-man defense. Here with 5:30 remaining here in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter.
Indians
pause another turnover.
Yeah, they do.
Collie gets the tip. Holman gets the steal. Indians looking to push. Mullenkamp up. No good, but does get fouled. Let's see, is on the floor. I believe he called the foul on the floor, so yes. Indians ball, baseline out of bounds.
And I was thinking she's going to shoot from the Hull Brothers foul line, but she's...
Vaughn triggers it in. Mullenkamp for three.
Wow, Mullenkamp gets his three more.
Look out.
Wow, Mullenkamp. Feeling a little bit here in the fourth quarter. And he calls a turnover. 31-30 ball game. Coming off a three-pointer.
That's what we like to see.
Indians pressure causes a reverse dribble. Out of bounds. Indians ball. Wide open underneath.
Nice.
Mullenkamp up and in.
Nice.
Indians have battled their way back. 32-31. Take their first lead of the ball game. Defensive pressure continues for the Indians. That's Vaughn's fourth foul. Vaughn's fourth foul. Coach Patch gets a sub in right away for her.
Yep.
Brenna Holman in for her.
If we could just keep her feet still, she probably would have got the, you know, the push, but, maybe. But
you know, she's been a hustling.
She has.
And that's
been
one of the reasons why we're ahead now.
Yep, I agree.
She's gotten three fouls here fairly quickly, but without that aggressiveness, we wouldn't be in the lead at
all. She's done some great things. Another turnover.
Here comes a trap.
Another turnover by the Crestview Knights.
And what you see on that Indians defense, that Indians full court defense, is that full court man-to-man. And once that ball handler turns her head, we drag a defender from the backside. And that's really causing havoc for Crestview. Indians ball, Holman down in the corner.
You know, and I feel like we got the lead. We shouldn't, you know, we don't have to really hurry this along at all.
Patient.
Yeah, just be patient.
Don't force anything right now offensively.
Right.
You want to shoot your shot, not one that they're giving you.
And smart passes.
Absolutely. There's a skip pass from Holman over to Kyle. Back up top to Mullenkamp. Holman at the high post, looking for a high low action. Not there right now. Kyle on the side. Skip pass, penetration. Holman up. Gets fouled.
Nice play by Brenna. That's good.
Absolutely. Brenna Holman going to the Hull Brothers free throw line.
Oh, that's number four for number four for Crestview. That's big.
Fourth foul for number four, Lauren Black. Brenna Holman's first shot up. No good. A little side iron there for Brenna Holman.
No good on that. What is that? The
Hull Brothers.
Hull Brothers.
Hull Brothers free throw line here in the K&L Tractors. Fourth quarter. Don't get your tractor dealerships mixed up there.
Right. You know. Couldn't think for the life of me. Oh, nice rebound. Oh, but they're not going to give it to her.
Yeah.
Holman's second free throw. No good.
Yeah.
Mullenkamp picks up third foul. Going over the back.
She's going to have to be a little cautious. I know she's only got three, but.
Three. A lot of basketball left.
Yeah, there's
there,
a lot of it. And we're going to need her. So we got a lot of. 4 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, she has 15 of her 32 points.
Yes.
She has to stay in. She is good and warm.
There's
from the 3-point
trap. Looked like moon screen. Pretty physical ball game out here.
I'm not sure what's Val Mullenkamp again.
Ooh.
Yep.
Fourth foul.
Oh, man.
Is he going to leave her in there?
Tough call.
He just did a wave. Said, stay in there.
Yep. He's going to let her see how she does.
It's one of those things that, you know, as a coach, you got to really let your players work through is foul trouble and realize, you know, what they can do and what they cannot do. And, you know, game number one of a 22-game season here, you have the ability to roll the dice a little bit and keep her on the floor and see how she can handle this adversity.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty seasoned. I imagine she'll do well.
Absolutely. Both free throws up and good by Crestview. Crestview takes the 33-32 lead. As Indians bring the ball up the court. Mullenkamp up out top. Getting harassed.
Yes, she is.
By the Knight defense here.
Yep.
Knight defense isn't backing down at all, that's for sure, to the Indians. Kallig over to Mullenkamp.
Taking their time.
As you can see, one of the adjustments Coach Patch made here in the second half is bringing Val out. Out on the perimeter and brought Vaughn and Forkamp down in the post to kind of spread things out.
Yeah.
Tried to pass it, got it kicked.
And so ball. To
take it out.
Indian ball on the sideline.
Somebody's timeout.
Timeout Indians here in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter. Indians have battled their way back. Crestview 33, Indians 32.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recover, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay,
back here at Fort Recovery.
Lots lots of threes up there on the scoreboard. We got 3 minutes, 33 seconds. It's 33-32.
You know, if you're a baseball player, you're taking your hat off and shaking it upside down
Gotcha.
Let's see what kind of play Coach Patch is drawing up for the Indians on the sideline right now. He's got the marker board out. Got everybody's full attention. I would have to imagine it has something to do with Patch and Mullenkamp to get a little offensive action going here.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to get Patch involved a little bit. Morris is only, I think she's got 2 points for us, and she's usually one of our scorers, so
yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to see her get the ball down low. And
she hasn't taken a lot of shots,
yeah.
So she hadn't been missing them.
Nope, definitely
she's
not missing.
She's just not getting opportunities.
And I don't think she's been getting the ball to actually shoot, so I'd like to see some more of that, too. I'm with you.
And, you know, that's what a 2-3 zone's gonna do to it.
She's a full head taller than the girl Gardner.
Yep.
Full head tall. Full head taller. We just gotta really work on moving the ball, finding her in good positions. There's Patch out to Mullenkamp, over to Kallig. Juan down low, looking for a little action over to Holman. Skip pass over to Kallig. Penetration up and in.
Nice.
Brooke Kallig receives the skip pass from Brenna Holman. Penetration. And finishes the bucket. Indians back up one. And they're back in their full court pressure. And there's her harassing.
And the
trap.
Got her trapped.
Throws it over the top. Crestview with a bucket. And then Crestview retakes the lead.
Real nice ball movement.
Yep.
Very nice ball movement going back and forth right now. Good old-fashioned barn burner here at Fortside Fieldhouse.
About 2.5 minutes.
Crestview with the 35-34 lead. Mullenkamp over to Holman. Indians being patient versus the Crestview 2-3 zone. As you can hear, the fans take the action there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Over to Holman. Being patient. Crestview just packing it in here. Not going to let the Indian size beat them. Patch to the high post. Hello, high low action. Kallig on the backside. Indians throw it away.
Tried to force it inside there.
Yeah. Tried to force it inside to get a good look. Crestview is able to get a hand on it. Cause a turnover. And Coach Gregory calls a timeout with the Indians trailing by one.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here we are back in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter. Coach Gregory of Crestview decided to take a timeout. It is Crestview ball on the side. He's really going to value this possession, try to get a good look. Diana, what we got going on the sideline?
Well, it looks like Brooke Collins having some pain in the back of her leg, like maybe she's cramping up a little bit.
It looked like it. At first, I thought it was an ankle. Now she's doing the stretch.
Stretch, yeah. She's a hurting, you can tell.
Yeah, because it wasn't hurting, and suddenly it was really bad.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe she broke it. All it was a cramp.
Definitely a cramp. So
really grabbed onto her. So here's Crestview ball taking off on the sideline.
Yeah.
He put Paige Fortkamp in, I believe, for her.
Yep, she did. Or he did.
So we got Fortkamp, Vaughn, Holman, Patch, and Mullenkamp here. As the Indians apply their man-to-man defense, looking to jump from the backside with a little trap if a ball handler turns their head.
Minute and a half to play.
Minute and a half. Crestview being patient. A little penetration and kick. Nothing there for Crestview. Little weave action up front going on.
They sure aren't in any hurry to score yet, are they?
That's right. They know they got a group of good ball handlers out there right now that can handle Indian pressure relatively well here in the half-court setting. And Coach Gregory definitely telling his girls to be patient. Saying, hey, we're up one on the scoreboard. We don't have to shoot the ball. We're going to value this possession. Force the Indians to make a play.
Ooh,
in there. Caused a loose ball. Brennan Holman does foul, though.
That's 18 fouls on the Indians, so that'll put the Crestview Knights at the line shooting 1-1.
We're calling back in. Looks like they got the cramp worked out.
It's Bailey Gregory at the line, so...
Bailey Gregory, she's had 6 points tonight. Gregory's first shot is up.
In.
Rattles around and in. Got the shooter's roll there on that.
Yep, 53 seconds now.
53 seconds left to go.
Come on, get a rebound.
Crestview 36, Indians 34. Second free throw up. No good. Kyle with the rebound off the forecamp. Double dribble.
Yep, she was going to pass it and decided not to, but she already had her second hand on the ball.
Yep.
It was one of those. She was put in a little uncomfortable position. Yep. Forkamp really doesn't bring the ball up the floor for the Indians. And try to get it to Mullenkamp. And double dribble. And Crestview inbounds the ball. Oh, we got it in a good spot right there, and we missed the trap. We overrun the trap. Crestview ball in the corner, 40 seconds left. Indians foul.
Yep.
Indians foul. Bailey Gregory again. Same free throw shooter who's on the line a minute ago.
That's the one they were targeting, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, she's the one that has the ball the most, for sure.
Yeah. We don't want the other one shooting, that's for sure.
I'm not sure there's a bad one out there.
Probably
but,
not.
Because, you know, when it gets to this point, you foul who has the ball.
Yeah.
So it's about all you can do.
Shooting 1-1, Gregory's
get
first shot. Up and in.
Now they're up three.
37-34 ball game, 38 seconds left. Gregory preparing to shoot her second free throw here.
So the Indians got ahead. Now Crestview scored four straight.
And
now five.
Second free throw's up and in. Indians got to get a quick two here.
Yes.
Don't need to force a three-pointer at this point. Quick two.
Oh.
Indians throw it out of bounds.
Threw it over Brooks' head. Now we really have to put the pressure on 32.9.
32 seconds left. Indians under full court pressure, and they need a turnover. We don't get a turnover right away. It's got to be a foul right after that. Vaughn, we almost had our turnover, and there's our foul. Bailey Gregory going to go back to the free throw line. Brooke Kellick committed the foul, her third foul of the evening. 29 seconds left to go here in the ballgame. 38-34, Crestview leads. Gregory at the Hull Brothers free throw line. Shoots her first free throw up and in. Five-point ball game here as Gregory shoots her second. Misses. We better get that rebound.
Yeah.
Still a five-point ball game. We need a quick bucket. Penetration here by Mullenkamp. Oh. Off her dribbles. Off Crestview's leg, so it's our ball out of bounds underneath. 23 and a half seconds left. We need a quick one. Quick one and a timeout here. Quick bucket and timeout. Mullenkamp steps in. Maybe a foul with that.
Yep.
She's shooting two.
Been nice to be an and one, but we'll take the
take that.
We'll take points with the clock stopped.
Yep.
Absolutely here.
21 seconds.
Indians down five. 21 seconds left on the K&L Tractors fourth quarter.
I see Macy Day coming in. She's a shooter and a hustler, so that might be. And she's got zero fouls, so she can go after him. And if she gets a chance, she can take the shot maybe.
Yeah, Mullenkamp
missed the first free throw here, so it's still a five-point ball game. Indians looking to foul immediately off of a make or a miss. Mullenkamp's second free throw up, no good again. Scramble for the ball. Crestview comes up with it, and Macy Day foul.
4 seconds went off the clock on that. We didn't score.
We did not score.
Still 5 points down, 17 seconds.
Sending Lexi Gregory to the free throw line. Gregory with 9 points tonight. Make it 10. 40-34 ball game here. 17 seconds left to go. As Crestview backs off their defense here, only Indians surrounding the free throw line right now. Gregory's second shot. Up, no good. Mullenkamp with a rebound. Push it up the court. Gregory doing a good job harassing Mullenkamp, not letting her get a clean look. Penetration Vaughn. Up, no good. Rebound Mullenkamp. No good. Back up and again, and a foul.
Yeah. Several fouls.
Yeah, 4 seconds left. I'm not sure we have a pretty good chance here if she makes these, and I don't think there's any way to do it, but she'll take some shots and
get her points and
Whole Brothers foul line.
Yep.
She makes the first one, 40-35. 4 seconds left to go here at Fortside Fieldhouse. It's one of those first game of the season. You know, still working out the kinks.
Yep.
A lot of sloppy basketball yet. As Crestview inbounds it, Mullenkamp makes the second free throw.
Second one's in. 2 seconds to go off the clock.
Sending Crestview back to the free throw line. You know, it's one of those where it's sloppy first game, but I think Coach Patch looks at that 14-point run that we put on there and late in the third and early in the fourth and builds upon that, you know, takes a look at those things. What did we do well in that situation?
Right.
That we can capitalize on. And, you know, looking at the first half, you know, what can't we do in order to survive? You know, the first half giving up so many second chance opportunities.
Yeah.
42-36.
And Vaughn dribbles up. Final from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Crestview Knights 42, Fort Gary Indians 36.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as the Indians fall by a score of 42-36 to the Crestview Knights. Good hard-fought basketball game. Indian scorers tonight look like this. Number 22, Val Mullenkamp led the way with 17. Brooke Collett chipped in with 9, second leading scorer there. Number 10, Brenna Holman added 2. 21, Olivia Patch added 2. And I don't know for sure, but I think Allie Vaughn had about 5 tonight as well.
Yep, she did.
For our Indian scorers. For Crestview is the Gregory girls. Two Gregory girls, both in double digits. Bailey with 12, Lexi with 10. And number 4, Lauren Black had 5. Number 10, Haley Spieth had 5. Number 23, Olivia Cunningham had 4 for Crestview. One more break here before Coach Patch come out and join us.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse one more time this evening as the Indians fall in the home opener, season opener here, 42-36 to Crestview.
And our JV fell two by two. They lost 21-19 with a hard-fought game. That was kind of a slow roll all the way through. And
absolutely. I think for the opening game of the season, seeing defensive pressure like Crestview gave us in both games, just something a little bit different. You know, they were both hard-fought games. Crestview girls, very long, lengthy, very aggressive, physical girls that, you know, really look to force the action there.
One thing I liked in the JV game was we had shots that were on goal all the time, just a little short, a little long. That's not very hard to fix. So I think that we're gonna be an outstanding JV team, and it's pretty much all freshmen.
Yep. I think so too. I think they've come a long way in a year. So, I mean, you know, I've got a kid on that freshman team that, you know, and so does Chris, that we watched the last 2 years, and just that I think the gains that freshman team has made in a year has been night and day. They don't even look like the same kids out there.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And you know, that makes you look at the youth of the program there with six freshmen, one sophomore in the JV, and then the varsity is filled with sophomores and juniors. So not a senior in the program right now. Coach Patch definitely, you know, has that long-term vision here with these groups. And you know, these groups will be getting to play a lot together a lot over the next year, over the next 2 years. So, you know, you look at tonight's defeat, 42-36 defeat to Crestview, as, you know, a building point of somewhere to take off from. And you know, we still did a lot of good things tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't fold and just go away after being down by 14 girls. And nice job battling back there.
They did a real nice job.
You saw our defensive pressure pick up there. So, you know, maybe something to build off there defensively with how we want to, how the Indians want to attack things defensively.
Our defense gave a really good team a lot of problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, a team that's smaller, quicker than us, we're able to cross fist that way. What are we doing here, Spencer? Yep,
well, we'll be back right after this break, and we'll talk with Coach Brian Patch.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse tonight as the Indians fall 42-36 to the guests Crestview Knights. Right now we have Coach Brian Patch on the phone here. Coach, heading into the season, heading into probably pretty much every game, I'm sure you talk turnovers and taking care of the basketball and what a key that is to the game. And you look at tonight, and we look, you know, we just probably threw it away one or two too many times. Coach, some thoughts on that?
We would have took one or two there, Chris. coming into it, not having, Key, who's the one we're relying on to be our main guard, and not having her, that was an adjustment. We knew coming in that was going to be some issues just for us, because our other kids, aren't comfortable with the ball as much as she is. And so we knew that was going to be somewhat, kind of a problem for us at times. The bad thing is it was a problem not against a full court press, but just making some decisions in a half court game. And, that's the stuff we got to do a better job of cleaning up. But, as you, both of you know, sitting here being a coach, putting kids in, first time varsity games, you never know what to expect from kids.
Absolutely.
As I told them out there in the locker room, we had kids play, first varsity minutes on the floor tonight of their career that were meaningful. And so, I could tell they were nervous and worried a little bit. They were trying to figure out what to do. Mm-hmm. When we're coming out, they're asking questions with the older kids, hey, what do we do here? Where do we go here? And that had nothing to do with the game. It was just pregame stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, that's the stuff that, going out, was first game, especially here at home, is always a little nervous for the kids. But that's the stuff now we got on our belt. We got to make sure we clean up. But, I'm probably not going to have Key back for Saturday either. So we got to clean that up and, just try to get better and, build on us. Game one, and we had a lot of learning experiences, even for our kids that return.
Yeah.
As we told in there, they're playing a completely different role than they had in years past. Mm-hmm. And, it's going to be a change, and we just got to continue to grow and develop and get better as a team. And we're going to have to win and learn how to win ugly. As we told them, we're not going to be beauty prom queens. Mm-hmm. If for us, it's going to be ugly games. Mm-hmm. Just because we do lack some offensive firepower, but we play as we got more comfortable in the game, especially that last 3 or 4 minutes. That was how we seen us play all preseason, and we didn't really see that, effort intensity, almost like a back against the wall mentality.
Right.
And that's the group of kids we have. The kids normally play like that. And so that was the shocking part for me, was we didn't come out and play like that early on, and we just turned it on a little bit too late.
Yeah, you definitely saw Crestview being the aggressors out of the gate there. Mm-hmm. But, Coach, down, I think, 13 there in the third quarter, and the girls didn't fold on you. Girls battled back, and you saw in that run there some of your older statesmen there with Colleague and Mullenkamp leading the way in that run that you made, coming back, making that offense run, getting stops, taking care of the basketball is the name of the game. And I think, like you said, the more the girls play, the more girls are put in those opportunities mm-hmm. to do good things, you're going to see good things. It'll be a good group, or it already is a good group. It'll continue to grow further as we get along in the season. So, we got Wapak coming up on Saturday. What kind of preview can we get on Wapak?
Well, Coach Vaughn went over and saw him on Tuesday when they played St. Henry, and they were here tonight. They return. They lost their leading score from last year, but they return a group of kids that have some experience. But they're kind of in the same situation as us. They're still trying to figure some things out. They're kind of young. They have some seniors and stuff that have played some minutes, but not in the roles that they're expecting to play this year. And it's another game for us that we're probably going to want to try to make it ugly, and hopefully we can pressure them and get some turnovers and take advantage of our opportunities on offense.
That's for recovery at Wapak, with a JV noon tip over there at Wapakoneta, part of that loaded schedule that Coach Patch has given himself this year, all in preparation to get these girls ready to get them better every day. So, Coach, thanks for coming up here tonight. Good game, and go get them on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Are you happy?
having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Here we are back one last time. Thanks to our sponsors tonight again, Faller Mechanical, Fort Camp Excavating, Fort Recovery Insurance, K&L Tractor Sales, and Hall Brothers, and all the sponsors here at FR Radio making this things happen. Indians fall tonight, 42-36. Leading score, Val Mullen-Campbell, 17, and Brooke Collig with 9. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. Have a good night.
Yep. Yeah.